Brand new from Sidewalk Profits, Hurt People on WWIB. It's an old saying, hurt people hurt people. But healed people heal people, right? We get hurt by people, but I think that's how you get well as well. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking. As you said, hurt people was that second part of that, is healed people heal people.
Yeah. And so many, our wounds do come, right? Our wounds come from people, and certainly people get hurt by us.
Yep.
And then we have a tendency to kind of shy away from people because that's where we've been wounded, but that's sure. That's how we get well.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, I've seen that play out in my own life and mm-hmm. in the lives of others, for mm-hmm. sure.
God's used us in each other's lives to help bring healing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the friendship we've developed over the years.
Mm-hmm. Something needs to be said this morning.
Okay.
That is probably not said enough, and so I'm going to just... We've got a 100,000-watt station live streaming, heard worldwide, even in Zimbabwe at wib.com. And here it is. That Quick Trip chicken tenders are amazing.
Yes. Yes, you are not wrong about that. First, I want to hear what you like about them.
They're just so good. I had them last night. I think more and more when we get back from doing a road game, like I did a softball doubleheader in New Richmond, and then we have the green light to get some kind of a fast food meal or something, and I stop at Quick Trip. I mean, the choices, the affordability, and I went with the chicken tenders. I mean, just you want the meat, and they're tender. They're just right.
They are. Yeah, massive. The big, big chicken strips. Crispy.
Yeah.
Juicy. Yeah, it really has everything. I'm with you on that. And my kid, who considers himself a chicken tender connoisseur, really likes
it. Oh, really?
As well.
So, okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know if you have kids that like pick one food and that's their thing. But for Alex, it's chicken strips.
It is, huh? Okay.
Yeah, always, yeah.
Yeah, the chicken tenders, they're just really... And the thing is, like, you've got restaurants. I mean, you've got other... Whether it's a fast food restaurant... I saw Hardee's, wherever I stopped last night, Baldwin or something, and promoting. And I'm like, no way. I mean, because I've tried other places, and it's not as good as Quick Trips.
Yeah. Hey, Quick Trip's a Wisconsin gem. Mm-hmm. You know, or a Midwestern gem, I guess. But I'm grateful that it's here and on almost every corner.
And I wish they advertised here more. That Caleb struck up a little bit of a deal with them, but, I mean... We'd love to advertise much, much more with them. So that was all just a free plug.
So if the CEO is listening to this, yes, for sure. Reach out. Fill all the advertising slots.
Okay, that's our lighthearted commentary for today. So, all right, well, we start off Acts 2, and Acts 2 is pretty famous. I mean, Acts 1 kind of gets things rolling. I mean, Jesus ascending, I guess that's a big deal, but... Acts 2, we're supposed to do verses 1 through 4 today.
Sure. It says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them ability.
All right, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles it with two paragraphs. So here we go. The first one is, as they gathered, my spirit rushed upon them, blowing through the room like a mighty wind. The congregation knew that I was present and alive among and within each of them. My spirit came to rest upon each of them, filling them with vibrancy and life. In my spirit, they were miraculously able to speak in other languages and tongues. Beloved, you are living your life under the reality of Pentecost. My spirit is alive within you, though sometimes you fail to believe it. I will never turn my back on you. Allow my spirit to energize and transform your life. In turn, speak life-giving words in my spirit. Well, there you go. That's along the lines of what we were saying, right? Healed people speaking life-giving words. So,
yeah, for sure. And I think we touched on this earlier in the week, maybe yesterday, that this idea that the Spirit does live in each of us, and to live in remembrance that's an actuality rather than just some Bible words is important, I think, as we move throughout our day.
Did you feel, I mean, within the wide range of what makes up the church, from left to right and everything in between, a lot of different views on not only this then, but as it plays out today. So did you feel any challenges in relaying kind of your thoughts on this, for your letters to the beloved?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that there's such a wide view of what the Holy Spirit is. You know, and I think in some of the spaces I was in, there was not a lot of focus on the Holy Spirit. And I think in some places, that's like the entire focus.
Yeah.
But for sure, and for me, it's a continued wrestling of, okay, what is that? And who is he? I think just really wanting to listen for that, listen for who the Spirit is.
Very well said. All right. Well, sounds like maybe we can meet for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Sounds
see
good.
You then. All right.
Talk to you then. Bye.
All right. There we go. Very well said. Appreciate that. The guy's good with words. He should write a book. I guess he has written a few. Ben Fuller heard that song on the radio last night as I was driving, the beautiful night sky, and just listening to that in the vehicle after having called a softball doubleheader from New Richmond, Chi High in New Richmond, and just powerful, man. And it took me back. It took me back to, you know, I grew up in the church, going to church. But, you know, it's just kind of, you know, got into my rebellious stage, as a lot of young people do. And just as I sat there one weekend in April, many, many years ago, the fall of 1983, with a Bible, and came across Mark 8:36, which that song from Ben Fuller reminds me of. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his own soul? Well, nothing, right? If I got Jesus, I got everything. Ben Fuller, he gets it, and hopefully we do as well.
My name's Roxanne. I want to honor my mom, Nancy Blumley, for compelling me to love music. When I was growing up, I watched her play clarinet in a band and piano at church, and it looked like fun. And then she got me started in piano lessons when I was like 6, and it turned out practicing was no fun. I know I complained a lot, but she made me keep going. And I remember telling me, when I was little, my mom wouldn't let me quit lessons. And later on, I was glad. So I'm not going to let you quit either. And one day you'll thank me. And I didn't believe her, of course, but I kept plunking away because I had to. And then I got better and it got to be fun. I also picked up the saxophone. And here I am many years later playing in a band and at church like she did and loving it. So, yeah, she was absolutely right, and I'm really grateful to my mom for requiring me to stick with it.
WWIB, the WIB Wake-Up Show, here on a Friday morning, a busy Friday. I got them things wrapping up. Get your chalk art in and your pictures by noon today, and last day to leave those recordings for the Take Mom to Micon contest. Boy, wait till you hear what Roxanne had to say at 396-1670. We played it around 645, but it's about, as in 1 minute, it's about the best I've ever heard. Not just for this contest, but in terms of just like moms and music lessons. So it's fantastic. But we want to talk about moms, the significant moms in our life, our own moms, and the mother of our children. And so I guess I'll start. I mean, my mom is just amazing. Just the word encourager comes to mind. I mean, she's just those words of affirmation. She was always there to encourage when I was growing up. And continuing in my adulthood. And Caleb, she's a frequent listener to the WIB Wake Up Show, chiming in answers to our contests even, you know, this week. And so I love that and appreciate. And I love how she takes care of herself with what she eats, works out 3 times a week. Amazing mom. As I approach a milestone birthday, I'm like, how do you do it? How do you do it? And Peggy, the mother of our 5 kids, I mean, you know, back in the day with Hugh Hewitt saying that his wife was the fetching Mrs. Hewitt, I'm like, what word could I use for Peggy? And our friend Lori Galata said, indomitable. And so look it up if you want to know the meaning, but just a force. And I guess I want to just say she is a mama bear. She's a mama bear to our kids and, you know, a fierce protector and defender and lover and advocate for them. And I'm eternally grateful to her for that.
Well, I'd like to give a tribute as well, too, to my wife and to my mother. My mom, again, being a pastor's wife, she serves outside the spotlight so often. But my mom is the hardest working person I know. And if you see in me at all any sort of work ethic, it's not that I didn't get it from my dad, but it's from watching my mom, from watching her work and labor and strive. And in so many ways, my dad has mentioned this too. She makes him look good. And she's content to serve in that way, to let others have the limelight, the spotlight. But she serves and serves and serves, never complains and just, again, goes after it saying, hey, I'm going to lay up treasures in heaven. And my mom, again, rises up early, stays up late, and continues to love on her family, to love on her church family. And again, I'm just so blessed to have a mom like that. And for my wife, Lindsay, quietness and humility are one of the things, just grace. I tend to run hot sometimes with, again, with some of my anxieties and struggles. And so many times my wife is the calming influence, the calm voice. Rarely would you ever hear my wife raise her voice. She balances me out so perfectly and reminds me so often of the things that matter most. And that's my relationship with Jesus Christ first and foremost, my relationship with her second, my relationship with the kids after that too. And everything else needs to come secondary to that. And so often I prioritize the wrong things. And so gently, so kindly, my wife serves and gives and loves and reminds me of who Jesus is, because she looks like Jesus with what she does each day. So, again, I think we both could go on and on, but we want to, again, as we've been saying, hey, with this Take Mom to Mycon contest, give a tribute to your mom, your wife, a mother-in-law, a mom figure in your life. It's time for our Friday morning tradition, 9 before 8 o'clock here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We're going to get you caught up now on things that you might have missed during a busy week. News, sports, politics, pop culture, we have it all for you, but we bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. Friends, we call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a man who punctured dozens of car tires in a German city was sentenced to some jail time.
Not surprisingly, the story's already being made into a crime show called Law & Order Special Tow Truck Units.
Of course.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
So if you want to celebrate the woman who gave you life, be sure to remember to buy her a card at the gas station on your way over.
Love you, Mom.
A survey of moms says the most memorable pregnancy moment for them was feeling the baby move or kick for the very first time.
Ah, yes, the magical moment when your baby decides to audition for So You Think You Can Dance inside your belly.
I think that's a show.
Researchers have observed an orangutan treating a face wound with a medicinal plant deliberately.
Like the rest of us, he was just trying to avoid his insurance copay.
They are smart.
Scientists say the warp drive, one of Star Trek's hallmark inventions, could someday become a reality.
I'm holding out until they can beam me to and from work.
That'd be nice.
Researchers from Harvard University have identified 4 common healthy eating patterns that can help reduce the risk of an early death by up to 20%.
I'm guessing the 4 aren't the taco pattern, the french fry pattern, the burrito pattern, and the waffle pattern.
I'm guessing you'd be right.
And finally this morning, a study found that diet soda is bad for your teeth.
Yeah, doctors recommend opening the cans with your hands.
Please.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It's 8:13, 52 degrees, the final Friday before Mother's Day, and the final day for our Mom's Night Off contest with our friends from Festival Foods as we award one deserving mom a $25 Festival Foods gift card and 2 tickets to Mycon Cinema so she can take them in a movie. And you know what? Have a well-deserved break. And I think we surprised our final winner, Samantha from Eau Claire, with our call this morning. Good morning, Samantha. Hey, hopefully this was a good surprise for you on a Friday morning.
It was an amazing surprise. I feel so blessed to have won. You have no idea.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your family, would you?
So we actually have a blended family. I've been married to my husband now. It'll be 13 years this year. And it's kind of like the Brady Bunch. He's got his, I've got mine, and then we've got ours. And we've just been working so hard, and they are... All of our children, all of them, are such a blessing. But some days, mom just needs a break.
Well, and I think I saw in your entry that you work some pretty long hours along with everything else a mom does.
Yes, yes. My husband works a very long full-time job, and I am out of the house starting at about 7:50 in the morning. I don't get home until almost 7 o'clock at night, some nights. So it's long hours. It's totally worth it, though. I absolutely love what I do. My husband loves what he does, but some days it's kind of a chore to think of just anything to eat other than macaroni and cheese and hot dogs.
Well, you know what? This $25 gift card for Festival Foods, they have a wonderful heat and eat deli where you can just pick things up, heat them up at home, and have a fully prepared meal that tastes great. So maybe that'll be a blessing you guys can take in a movie as well.
Absolutely. It absolutely will. We were looking for our next date night, so I think that's what it's going
to
be.
There we go. Well, thanks to Festival Foods. Well, Samantha, thank you so much. Again, we just want to honor moms along with our friends at Festival in our small way with this contest. So for Mom's Night Off, our final Friday here, thank you so much for everything you do and enjoy those prizes.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much. And God bless all of you.
Thank you so much, Samantha from Eau Claire.
Theme in this week's Best of the Week. See if you can pick up on it here on WWIB.
Hi, this is Jan from Chippewa. And I want to nominate my friend, Chrissy. She is a wonderful mom. And she is my best friend. And she's never been a mom, but she was a mom to 109 foster children. And she is awesome. So I want to nominate her.
The hedgehog that we found at the my daughter found at the graveyard, they are the strangest pet.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically don't like people. And again, you know, I understand this little fellow we call Shamrock. And I don't even know that. I don't even know that. My wife told me the gender, and I can't even remember. But I mean, the fact is that, like, sleeps most of the day. You know, is not really all that interested in people. And they get in the middle of the night. I mean, he got on his wheel. He did like a 2-hour workout last night.
Well, he's at least motivated.
No, he's motivating me. I mean, I'm definitely going. If the hedgehog can go for 2 hours, Halverson.
Sure.
You can go for 10 minutes.
Right.
And here's the thing, though. The hedgehog is so non-relational that if you get up from your bedroom and you can tell he stops because he hears something and he's like, what, somebody's up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you go look at him, he hides, I suppose.
Oh, you can't even do that. I mean, he would hate it if you even walk toward, he'll start to go.
We stumped everybody last hour, but maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the moment. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. What could it be? It's not pickles, ice cream, fruit, fast food, chocolate, popcorn, potato chips, bacon, cheese, peanut butter, meat, candy, fish, seaweed, spinach artichoke dip, pasta, olives, popsicles, ice cubes, pretzels, cold milk, onion rings, breadsticks, malts, blueberries, pizza fries, donuts, or french fries.
It is also not tacos, chili, eggs, yogurt, cold cereal, bananas, bakery sweets, or hot dogs.
Paul from Willard.
Come on, Paul. What if you're a mom?
Picking up on all the hints, I was going to go with something else, but I'm going to go with chips and cheese with, or cheese sauce.
And what might you call that?
What's another name for that, Paul?
Nachos?
Yes!
In this study, the number one pregnancy craving was nachos.
Nachos!
Win it Wednesday winner with 5 minutes to spare.
Hi, this is Joe Grace. I was calling because I wanted to nominate my wife, Emily, for the Take Mom to the Movies contest. I travel for work, so I am gone from home a lot, and she keeps our household running, as well as homeschooling our 4 children. In addition to that, she manages all the finances in her house, and she also has taken on the responsibility of managing and taking care of the logistics for our homeschool track and field team, the Chippewa Valley Lightning Bolts, which is 60 kids strong this year. She has a full plate, and she manages it all without any complaints. And she would love to be taken to the movies.
Fly ball, left field. It is back. It is gone. A 3-run go-ahead home run for Willie Adames. What a shot in the arm for the Brew Crew.
That's Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
My name's Roxanne. I want to honor my mom, Nancy Blumley, for compelling me to love music. When I was growing up, I watched her play clarinet in a band and piano at church, and it looked like fun. And then she got me started in piano lessons when I was like 6, and it turned out practicing was no fun. I know I complained a lot, but she made me keep going. And I remember telling me, when I was little, my mom wouldn't let me quit lessons, and later on I was glad, so I'm not going to let you quit either, and one day you'll thank me. And I didn't believe her, of course, but I kept plunking away because I had to.
And then I got better and it got to be fun. I also picked up the saxophone and here I am many years later playing in a band and at church like she did and loving it. So yeah, she was absolutely right. And I'm really grateful to my mom for requiring me to stick with it.
Our friend Roxanne Pockner from the OneFest team. And that's the best story I've heard in a minute about mom and music lessons. So good, Roxanne.
That
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Roxanne. And again, friends, enter the Take Mom to Mic On contest, 715-396-1670. Leave your tribute voicemail as soon as you can.